Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yuma Lamed Zayin, Yuma 37a, pagination page 73. Starting from the Mishnah, which is about 23 lines from the top. Bolo lemizrach v'azoro letzfon hamizbeach. The Kohen Gadol would proceed to the location in which he's going to do the goral, the raffle. Hasegan mimino, the assistant Kohen Gadol was on his right. V'rosh beis av mismolo, and the head of the Kohanim's family that was in charge was on his left. So as he proceeded, he was being escorted by these two leaders of the congregation. And there was a very specific configuration in which the assistant Kohen Gadol was on his right, and the Rosh Beis Av, the head of the family, was on his left. So the Gemara tells us that if you only have the leading person and someone else with him, so then the correct configuration is Hamahalech Limin Rabo, a person who walks to the right of his Rebbe, Harezebur. That's demeaning, that's incorrect. So on the contrary, the lesser person should be to the left of the greater person. However, if there are two additional people, so that either way the leading person is going to be escorted on both sides, then indeed we put the Gadol Bimino, the greater person of the escort, to the right of the leading person, V'katan Mismolo, and the lesser of the two escorts goes to the left. And that was this configuration. V'shom Shnei Se'irim, and there were two animals over there that were similar to each other. V'kalpi ha'isasham, and there was a box. Uboshne gorolos, and there were two raffle pieces. Shaleshkeroa hayu, they were made out of wood. Va'asa'on ben Gamla, and the famous Yehoshua ben Gamla, the Kohen Gadol, made it shel zahav, he made it into gold. More prestigious, more honorable for the mitzvah, v'yimaskirin osa l'shevach, and they remembered him for good. The Mishnah therefore continues with other innovations, enhancements that were made in the Beis HaMikdash by dedicated individuals, and that we remember them as well for good. For example, Ben Kittin, who was also a Kohen Gadol, also Yudbeis Dad LaKiyar, he made 12 fountains to the Kiyar. Shalohaya Bo Elishnayim, because originally there were only two. And like this, of the Kohanim that would do the service in the morning with the Tamid, so all 12 were able to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim at the same time. We mentioned that really there was a 13th, but because that person, the Shochet, could theoretically have been done by a non-Kohen, it was not considered as an intrinsic part of the Avoda and did not require the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim at the same time as everybody else. You didn't need 13, you only needed 12. V'af huwasa muchne l'kiyar, Ben Kittin also created a pulley system for the kiyar, shalayiyu meimav nifsalin belina, so that the water that's in the kiyar wouldn't become invalidated overnight. If liquid is left in Kodesh Keli overnight, it becomes pasul, but he would lower it into the water system underneath the Beis HaMikdash complex, and like this, the water that was in it would remain kosher. Munbaz Hamelech, Munbaz the king, Hayaosa kol yidos hakelim shal yom kippurim shal zav, he would make the handles of the vessels that were used on Yom Kippur out of gold to be more prestigious and honorable. Hilni imo, Hilni his mother, Asusan Evresha shal zav al Pesach Heichol, she made a special menorah on the opening of the Heichol, which would shine and let people know it was time to recite Shema. Va'afi asasan tavla shal zahav, she also made a special tablet of gold. Sheparsha sota kisuva aleha, that had the parsha of Sota written on it, so that they wouldn't have to take out a Sefer Torah in order to write the section of Sota during that procedure. And finally, Nikonar na'asu nisim l'dal sosav. Nikonar had miracles done for his doors. Vayomaskirin osan l'shevach, and they would remember these people praise for praise. What was the story with Nikonar and his doors? So let's move on to tomorrow's daf, Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, the top line, page 75. 38b. Nikonar nasu nisim l'dal sosav tanu rabbanon, we learned. This specific story happened with Nikonar. Ma nisim nasu l'dal sosav, what was the story with his doors? Amru, the story is told, kishaholach Nikonar lahavi dalsos me'Alexandria shal Mitzrayim, he had these doors crafted in Alexandria in Egypt. And Bachaziroso, when he was bringing these doors back, and they were apparently enormous doors, meant for the Beis HaMikdash, for one of the doorways, Amar alav nachshol shebayom litovo, an enormous storm came upon them to drown them. Not lo achas mehen, they took one of the doors, v'tilu alayom, and they threw it into the sea to lighten the load, so that the water shouldn't go so high on the sides of the ship, it shouldn't be so weighted down, and it shouldn't get flooded and drowned. Va'adayin lo nachaya mizafo, but it didn't help. The wind, the water, it was still in its tempest. Bikshu lahatel es chaverto, they wanted to take the second one and throw it out also. Omadhu v'korcha, he stood and wrapped himself around it, Amalohem, and he told them, Etilunu ima, if you throw the door, you have to throw me with it. Miyad noch hayom mizafo, and the storm immediately stopped. The Gemara continues and says he was mitztayer, he was pained that he lost one of the doors, and when they came into the port, the second door was visible underneath the ship. It had followed them. And you have two miracles. Nisim l'dal sosav, miracles to his doors. One miracle, obviously, is that the door came with, even though it had already been thrown off. And the second miracle, or if you like to trace it as the first miracle, was that the storm stopped when he stood his ground about throwing the door, the second door, into the water. Now, the question, of course, is what right did he have in the case of Sakana to stand his ground and say not to throw the door into the water if, according to their calculation, that would be their salvation? So there's an interesting statement by the Iyun Yaakov in Ein Yaakov that the reason he didn't stand his ground on the first one, on the first door, was because he figured as long as he has one of them, he would be able to have craftsmen in Yerushalayim make a matching one, which is a very timely, cultural type of perspective, that basically he was getting out the sample, the template, in order that they would be able to make the door. And if one door got lost, he'd be able to replace that door because he has the second door with what a good craftsmanship door is supposed to look like. If he would lose them both, so he'd lose his whole mission. Why was he allowed to stand his ground for the second one? So the Iyun Yaakov continues and says, Shluchei mitzvah eina nizokin, that he felt that the mitzvah would protect. On a more straightforward level, perhaps, the message here from Nikonar is that you think that the mitzvah is what's weighing us down. I'm telling you that standing up for the mitzvah is what can save us. And that he stood up for the mitzvah, and that caused, it was a momentous experience, where standing up for the mitzvah saved them. We're told in this Gemara, right before the Mishnah, that kol ha-she'orim sh'ayu b'mikdash nishtanu, they changed, they upgraded all the doorways in the Beis HaMikdash, liyo shalzav, to upgrade it to gold, chutz mi-sha'arei nikonar, except for these gates, mipnei she'nasu b'onisim, because of the miracles associated with these doors, they didn't want to change them and they left them in place, which also has a beautiful theme that sometimes people come later in an organization and they don't have the proper sense of history of the Mesiras Nefesh and the Nisim that took to get to this point. The Shari Nikonar and the fact that the later generations left them in place are symbolic of that appreciation of the milestones, the efforts, the sense of history that took us to come to this time and to appreciate that. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.